There are eight reasons, eight qualities of Laylatul Qadr that no other night shares. The first quality is that the Quran was revealed in this night. Because Allah said in the Quran, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. Verily, we have revealed it on the night of Al Qadr. And in the other ayah, Allah said, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatin Mubarakah, in Surah Al-Dukhan. Verily, we have revealed it, i.e., the Quran, on the blessed night, meaning Laylatul Qadr. Now, what is the meaning of Allah revealing the Quran on Laylatul Qadr? Because what we know is that the Quran was revealed throughout the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam over 23 years. The ulama, they differed with different explanations. From the explanation is that we revealed the Quran on Laylatul Qadr, meaning we began the revelation of the Quran on Laylatul Qadr. Because the first words which were revealed to the Prophet, Iqra, Bismi Rabbika alladhi khalaq, recite in the name of your Lord who created you, this was revealed in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, before he was a prophet. Also, from the special qualities of this night is, it is khayrun min alfi shahr. It is better than 1,000 months, i.e. more than 83 years and 4 months. Thirdly, it is a blessed night, a night which contains so much barakah, because Allah described it in Surah Al-Dukhan. He said, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. Verily, we have revealed it in the blessed night. Fourth, that on this night, many angels, they come and they descend upon the earth. Fifth, there is safety on this night. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. Salamun. He said that it is a night of safety until matla'il fajr. And how or why is there safety in this night? Because Allah saves the people from His punishment. He forgives many people. He frees people from the fire. So there is safety in this night if you raise your hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sixth, that on this night, the decree is written for the whole year. And seventh, that whoever worships Allah on this night, Allah forgives his sins. Because in the hadith of Abu Hurairah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غَفَرَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. That whoever worships Allah, establishes the night of Al-Qadr with Iman and Ihtisab, with Iman in Allah and seeking for the mercy of Allah, غَفَرَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Allah forgives the sins which have preceded him. And the eighth thing which makes Surah Laylatul Qadr so great is that Allah has dedicated a whole surah to this night. And this surah will be recited until Yawm Al-Qiyamah, reminding the people of the greatness of Laylatul Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. Verily, we have revealed it in Laylatul Qadr.